actually threw up all over this guy's penis. He didn't notice.
No, you go first.
You go first.
No.
Paper rock.
Huh?
Scissors, paper rock.
Scissors, paper.
I typed in female penis. Thinking in my head, female genitalia, right? Lavinia.
You know, I just like to be respected. And that's just a hard kink to come by.
Are you being genuine?
No.
You know?
We'll roll with it.
We'll roll with Pretty
G. We'll roll with it.
Roll with Pretty G and Pool Boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome back to another episode of Project Sweet Loud Untamed Hearts, or better known as Project Slut, the show that educates and entertains all things sex in an inclusive and positive way. And like you heard, we're here with Brittany G and Pool Boy.
I'm smiling, by the way.
It actually is just going to seem like you're so serious, the amount of topics we're going to talk about. You're just going to... I don't know, maybe like open your arms a little bit, like be inviting to our crowd, you know?
Shake it out.
Shake it out.
No, let it loose.
I didn't want to have any free brand deals for said company on the top.
The stringer. Which, by the way, if you are someone out there that just wants to advertise yourself, we're more than welcome to put it on our titties, drink it.
Or my titties.
Or your titties. We're not gender specific here, not at all. And is there a reason why you need to remain anonymous such?
Why is it the secrecy?
What's the secret? Is he really famous?
I don't know.
His hair is so big because it's full of secrets.
I don't know. What if I turn out to be quite popular? Like, what if...
Are you scared for your identity?
Well, yeah, I feel
of
like...
Of all the bitches that are going to come after you? Of all the daddy Joels that will come after you?
Yeah. All right. I think so.
We're gonna start with these questions.
All right.
All right. So I think this one's probably the most obvious one. Who is the kinkiest and spiciest person out of the two of you?
Straight up me.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go Brittany G on this.
Yeah, I'm a child. Yep. God, I'm a full virgin.
I got things on things.
All right. I'm really excited for you to tell this story because I actually know this one of yours.
Okay.
Can you tell us about the first time you masturbated?
It happened by accident.
Yeah.
It literally happened by accident.
Okay. Well, did it just spontaneously or did you like plan it out and you're like, I know what this does now. Okay. We're going to do it.
So it was a Saturday and I think I was in year five. And
Get it, boy.
Get it.
Or I think it was like during the school holidays, right? So there's a certain amount of like games you can play until you get completely bored online, right?
Mm-hmm.
And back then we didn't have... fast internet. It was this dial-up, right?
Love
well, actually,
dial-up.
I think we had... No, yeah, dial-up. Yeah, I think still had dial-up at that point. And so just playing games on Miniclip and doing free games after that, I just got so bored. And then I just started wondering and just looking at, like... this is the most weirdest shit I typed in, right? So I typed in... I don't know what the name, what you call a female genitalia, right?
Okay.
I just thought the word penis was genitalia for everything, right?
Did you go to a Catholic school?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is the public school system for you.
Oh, but hang on. They didn't have sex
and
ed.
And this is why you need to start young. So you were searching up penis,
I typed in female penis, thinking in my head, female genitalia, right? I was like, and then... No, I came up with a few photos...
Of some really big clitorises?
No, from the only photo that I can remember, honestly, because this was back when I was 10 years old,
mm-hmm.
The only photo I can remember was like a guy's dick in front of a girl's face. And I was like, oh, what the hell? Oh, my God. I think I was just scratching my dick. I was just scratching it. And
you
I was
just you're trying to figure out what figure felt out, good to you.
I think so.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just trying. Well, I'll tell you what happened. Well, that's when I realized when I orgasmed, right? Because I was just playing around with myself and then I just took it a bit too far. And then I was just like, this is a bit weird. Why the hell am I doing this? And as I was about to just completely stop playing with myself, because I just thought it was just so stupid. The hell, why do I have my dick out? I was about to stop. And then next minute, my legs freeze it up. And all of a sudden, I just felt this huge urge of like losing my body. And I was like, whoa. Like I fully freezed completely. And I didn't understand what the hell was going on.
But what was your thoughts after it just happened?
I was like, fuck, man, this is just amazing.
Whoa.
I was like,
he's probably thinking
no
he
one
is.
Knows this. And I thought this is going to be my...
You're like, masturbation?
I can't wait to do it again.
Yes.
When's mum out of the house?
I can't wait to tell them what I just did.
I was like, this is the most coolest thing ever. I'm going to gatekeep this. I'm not going to tell anyone.
Oh, my God. He thinks he's invented masturbation.
You have a magical power.
Literally.
You need to protect it at all costs.
That's exactly how I felt. And I'm so glad that you actually can relate to me on that point, because the way you've just described it was exactly the feeling. You know,
like,
what I mean?
Because obviously, post-nut, you just feel like, oh, manly. We're just deep individuals, Lavinia. Oh, my God.
That is how you say my name correctly, by the way, to people who call me anything else. Say it again.
Lavinia. Let me do it like ASMR. Lavinia.
No. Who is your ultimate celebrity bang? I'm going to go first. Mine is Justin Bieber. It's just a childhood thing. I have to get that off my list at some point.
You're a dweeb. Jason Momoa.
Of course that was.
I knew that.
Yeah, I think I kind of already knew that was coming.
Throw me a big Maori or Samoan man my way.
Right. And yours?
Oh, Ariana Grande.
Basic bitch.
Oh.
Why?
Oh, she a what? Cheater.
She a home wrecker. Every fucking body.
Actually, no.
And honestly, I'm not vibing that.
Don't get me wrong.
Look.
She's gone through a lot. Peace out to her.
It's hard to be.
But don't
famous,
date the dude
it?
Who played SpongeBob in Broadway.
I'm not like, dating her. Just.
Bro, hey, it's this ultimate go. Bang.
Sorry?
This ultimate bang, apparently. Ultimate bang. All right. What's your go-to pickup line or from first move to get someone into bed?
No, you go first.
You go first.
No.
Paper rock.
Huh?
This is paper rock.
Scissors, paper, rock.
Fuck. You first.
Honestly, I'll be very honest with you. I'm quite egocentric, so I hate getting rejected, so I don't even approach.
Oh, okay.
So I kind of hope like they sort of make the first move, and that's why my dating life hasn't been as vast as many others, which is great.
That's okay. Respect. Respect.
I mean, answer the question.
Oh, my God. Look, majority of my lines that I say in person don't work because they're so stupid. I remember asking this one guy. I was just like, I loved him. And I was like, do you like chicken nuggets? But hang on. It did work because we did go home together.
Okay. Now, like, would that line work on you?
Chicken nuggets?
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
If you well, there you hour, go. Yeah,
you just got to start the conversation. Once you're in, you're in.
I feel like any girl that was nice to me was like, yeah, fuck yeah. Chicken nuggets is good.
I don't want chicken nuggets now, to be honest.
You're not disgusted by me.
What random non-sexual body part turns you on the most?
What the fuck?
Okay, yep. Mm-hmm. I've got it.
Mine is like hair. Like if a guy has really good haircut, yes, we all know that you've got your haircut nice and fresh. That's like really nice, like a well-groomed hair, set of hair.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Oh, God. Okay, this is going to sound just so gay. Eyes. I just think they're beautiful.
Cute.
You have nice lashes. So beautiful. I'll stare at them all day.
Wait, did you say lashes?
Lashes, eyes, everything. The whole eyeball. They frame the soul.
I wish I could take these glasses off.
Keep them
on. We gave those chicken nuggets.
come on, there's
going to
be...
Non-sexual
okay, so say eyes. I was going to say eyes, but I think the next best or like one something that's on par with that would be nose.
Oh, yeah.
A girl's nose.
I was going to say white nails.
By the way, just side profiling. Yeah.
Get the skinny side.
Yep. Okay. What is your go-to porn category? One.
I don't want to say.
No, if you're not going to say, you're going to have to do a jumping jack later. That's the punishment for not saying him.
I don't know. No.
You're not going to say
no.
it?
Go on.
No. She's not going to do it.
Not going to do it. Not going to do it. I can't.
Ready, G. Come on.
There's no judgment here.
There's no judgment.
Sorry.
It's real bad.
It's really bad.
Is it
all
really?
Right, she's gonna have to do a jump later after the show.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, is it worse than like being strangled and or like, you know, forced? Is it?
We don't want to talk.
All right.
Is it along those lines? Just
no. I'm not dripping anything out. A girl's got to have some secrets.
All right. All right. This is a very secret. Apparently, she's not that open. All right. And you?
Oh God, people can think I'm a freak.
They're gonna think you're a freak.
Oh, that's there.
I was
they
hoping that
you
would say something so I wouldn't feel bad saying what I'm gonna say.
What are you gonna say?
It wasn't as bad as what Britt would have said.
And what's yours?
Oh, shit, I have to think about it. I completely forgot. Oh, it was cream pie.
Basic. Basic. Mm. All right. Now we're going to have to get really deep. Do you have any fetishes? And if so, what ones?
Ooh.
And or kinks?
You know, I just like to be respected. And that's just a hard kink to come by.
Are you being genuine?
No, I'm not being genuine. okay, definitely, I definitely have. Like your good old classic, every female has a bit of this in them. It's the good girl one.
Good girl kink?
Mm.
Okay, all right. You just like being little subby good girl?
No, but it's not that. I think it's more like the, I don't know, it's very weird. When you got daddy issues, it's just nice when someone has like, he's like, oh, you're my favorite.
So do you like using the word daddy in bed?
Oh, God, no. God, no. Oh, thank God. Mm-mm.
No?
I have.
Not kind of that kind of good girl king?
No. As soon as you say daddy, get off me, front door's over there.
I feel like there's two types of girls. There's girls that love being like the word daddy, and then there's girls that just like can't do it.
Yeah. I'm definitely one of those girls who can't do it.
But I think when I say it, it's just I relate it to my own dad too much. And so then I just can't say it without being like serious, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And you,
B-boy.
Fine, sir?
What was the question again?
Fetishes.
Okay.
Kinks.
So.
What you.
You just, if you don't want to say your kink, you just say you don't want to say your kink.
Yeah, I don't want to say it.
That's what he said. He's not saying
it. I was just trying to beat around the
bush. You don't want to say it?
No. Oh, now I'm just going to have to cut out all that bit because I was just literally useless.
You're going to do a jumping jack.
Now we have to give you a jumping jack because now you won't say your kink and you won't say your porn category. What the fuck? I don't, like, you know what the funniest thing is? Could you imagine if they were both the same thing?
No. Nah.
Could you imagine though?
No. Nah.
Because I wouldn't want, because the thing is like, I wouldn't like want to, like, you know, you might say it that that's your kink, but you might be ashamed of it to watch it at porn. And like, you might be ashamed to like you, that might not be your porn kink, but that might be your kink in real life. Do you know what I mean? And we'll never know. And we'll never know. We'll never find out.
I don't
know.
I feel like this kink that you're referring to of mine is more so like, it's more so like pleasing the guy than a woman. So I feel like it's different to what.
If you're not going to say it, you know how confusing this sounds right now to our audience? Yep. Can you please apologize to them, pool boy, for not coming out with your kink?
Yeah, sorry.
And can you apologize for not coming out with your porn category?
I'm sorry that I cannot say my porn category.
Not because they are ashamed, because we do not kink shame, but because they are still uncomfortable and that is okay.
It's
a personal thing. Sex can be personal. Just because this is a sex podcast, and this is an issue that I have with a lot of people, just because I do what I do does not mean I'm like this hoe that's just wanting to know about your sex life. Like, I really don't. Now, we've got a really easy one. I hope this doesn't require the most in-depth answers.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, marry, kill. Mia Khalifa, Megan Fox, Kim K.
Okay. Marry Kim. Kill Khalifa, and I'll fuck Megan Fox.
You?
So I'll marry Kim. Definitely. She's actually more than just a good looking girl, in my opinion.
I'm just thinking of the money.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. I just thought she's got a bit of brains. She's got a, you know, like.
That's the most in-depth answer to these things.
I would kill Megan Fox. No. Yeah, kill Megan Fox and I'll fuck me.
All right. A time you were sex ashamed, whether it was porn, an embarrassing act. What have you done? So, like, when any time embarrassed. I'll give you guys an example.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I don't think I've ever told this story on the podcast, actually. I feel like I don't want to because it's kind of embarrassing. So this one time I was going to hook up with somebody and I didn't want to feel fat. You know, you just don't want to feel fat. Like, you want to eat before, like, a date, right?
Yeah.
So I had drunk a lot of orange tea instead. Mm. Like, I was just like, that'll just be my meal for the day. Right.
Oh no.
And then so like, you know, get to it. I was really like still quite young. I just didn't want like anyone to like look at me doing things.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't looking and I actually threw up all over this guy's penis and he didn't notice.
He didn't notice.
What, was it dark?
Huh?
Was it dark?
No, because it was just orange C. That's all that came out of my stomach. He didn't see. I embarrassingly just like drank it all back up and yeah.
Was that kind of orangutan or something if you didn't notice? Like orange sea?
No, but obviously orange sea like is very watery.
It's just, yeah. I could have just spat a lot.
It's sugar yep. water at that point.
That's kind of my embarrassing story, guys. So to the person out there, they probably don't even know anymore.
I just think. Dead for all.
I threw up and just drank it back up like a champ. Ain't no spitting, ain't no quitting.
I remember my girlfriend's absolutely sex ashamed me because I was talking such a big game about like this guy I had a situationship with and we'd always be at the same parties. This is high school, Brit. And I just remember going like, F him. I don't want a bar of him. He can suck up. If he comes near me, I'll us like. And then as soon as he gets to the party, I'm fucking rooting him out of park. And come back and my girlfriends are like, what's happened? What happened to the us? And I was like, turned into a different type of us. So shameful.
You know, it's really fun just like getting to shit talk with your friends and just like kind of have this like banter with them where you just talk about sex and just talk about the embarrassing things you've done. And now for all the rest of the day, I'm going to be wondering what your kink is and what the fuck you're watching on Pornhub.
You will never know.
All right, so should we make her do the jumping jacks live?
Your sister girl's not wearing a bra today. Honey, no.
I'll add the video onto this. She owes us three drinks. There's two.
One.
Two. Got a very disappointing guest not being so open and honest with us. I'm just ashamed.
I am
ashamed.
My porn categories will die with me.
I've actually watched some questionable things on porn before.
Insert jumping jack footage now. So you can edit it out.
Okay.
Edit it out.
I'm just going to keep this in. Just hang editing it
Edit it out. Sorry.
Go on.
It's just been fun having a chat with you guys and just talking shit and talking sex with my good old friends. Very close to me. I like you guys. Very nice. My brown friends.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Are you posting, is this before this expo or after?
This is going to be after.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
This I was going to say, I'm expo. So keen to see Johnny Sins.
Well, you can say that. That's fine.
I'm so keen to see Johnny Sins. I want to take a photo with him.
Yes. All right. Well, I'll if that happens, we'll insert it to the next episode if you get your photo with Johnny Sins.
Yep.
Yeah? Yeah? Yep. Okay. You want to meet Johnny Sins? And what would I'm going to have to cut that. I can't actually. Yeah.
Exactly.
Sorry. We'll just pretend. All right. Before we wrap up, I think we should all like tell a horror story.
What, like during sex?
Yeah.
Oh, and I've just gone, it's got nothing to do with your pleasure. It's about me.
Yeah, like
me.
Well, I want to be like a selfish. Yeah, ones. Let's do a selfish horror story. That's a better way to say it.
Oh.
Finish with a selfish horror story. Take your pleasure back.
Okay. Oh my God, I got two really good ones. I'm going to go for like the funnier one though. Okay. So this was probably 3.5 years ago. So you know how I made reference to that story of that high school guy used to knock around with? So like I had just recently lost all this weight. I was in my absolute flow, loving life. I was flaunting myself on social media. And then he randomly, after years, pops up and he's just like, hey, how you going? And, of course, I slept with him. But he was so, 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 so bad because obviously when you have sex when you're a teen, it's totally different to when you're an adult and you learn stuff and you find out what you like. So it, like, lasted 10 minutes. He left. I was fucking not finished. So I called up my Tinder buddy who lived 5 streets away from me and drove over as soon as his car left the driveway and finished with him. And it was sensational. I felt great. Two guys within a 2-hour period.
Love that for you.
Oh, it was great.
Did you tell the second guy what happened?
Yeah.
He knew. He knew he's coming to finish the job off.
We're great friends.
Oh, right.
I love that. That's like a good, like, good way to like have a communication with like your sex buddy. You know, just like, hey, I got real shit sex before. Can I come knocking?
Yeah. And he just went, come on over. And I was like, perfect.
Come on down. All right. What about you?
Honestly, just trying to think about Actually, I'm not a selfish person. I always think about the others, you know, before I think about myself. But
how noble of you!
I know. Mm. Thanks.
I'm also sensing a little bit of a lie.
Okay, so
whore safe, stay whorish.
No,
stay safe.
Whorish. Okay, stay safe, yep. Stay whorish. Baby, stay safe, stay whorish. Hey,
oh, that should be a topic for the next podcast.
Beautiful girl, please show me your vagina, your bussy. Show the bussy.
Bob and Virgin.
Bob and Virgin. Virgin. Show the Virgin.